Now, come all you rounders if you want to hear a story all about a brave engineer. Casey Jones was a rounder's name. On a mighty eight-wheeler, boy, he won his fame. The caller called to Casey about a 4:30. He kissed his wife at the station door. He mounted to the cabin with his orders in his hand. Took his farewell trip into the promised land. Casey Jones, he mounted to the cabin. Oh, Casey Jones, his orders in his hand. Casey Jones, he mounted to the cabin. Took his farewell trip into the promised land. Put in your water and shovel in your coal. Put your head out the window, watch drivers roll. I'll run her till she leaves the rail, 'cause I'm 8 hours late with the Western Mail. He looked at his watch was slow. He looked at the water and the water was low. He turned to the fireman and then he said, "We're going to reach Frisco, but we'll all be dead. Casey Jones, we're going to reach Frisco. Casey Jones, we'll all be dead. Casey Jones, we're going to reach Frisco. We're going to reach Frisco, but we'll all be dead." Now Casey pulled up at the Reno Hill. He whistled for the crossing with an awful shrill. Quickly knew by the engine's moans that the man at the throttle was Casey Jones. Casey pulled up within 2 miles of the place. Saw number 4 staring him right in the face. Turned to the fireman, said, "Boy, you better jump, 'cause the 2 locomotives that are going to bump." Casey Jones, 2 locomotives, oh, Casey Jones, they're going to bump. Casey Jones, the 2 locomotives that are going to bump. Now, Casey said just before he died, there's 2 more roads that he'd like to ride. The fireman said, "What can they be?" It's the Southern Pacific and the old Santa Fe. Mrs. Jones sat on her bit of sighing. Just received a message that her Casey man was dying. She said, "Go to bed, chillin', and hush your crying. You got another papa on the Salt Lake line, Mrs. Casey Jones. You got another papa, Mrs. Casey Jones. Salt Lake line, Mrs. Casey Jones. You got another papa. You got another papa on the Salt Lake line."
Great sounds.
That was great, Ben.
That's great. I think that's terrific. Well, I really want to thank you for doing all this research and telling us a story that I'm sure I got myself completely captivated just talking to you on the phone a couple times about it. And I want to thank you so much for coming up this evening.
My pleasure.
Nice singing, and any time that you got...
I want to thank the entourage that came with me, too. My old friend Lima Speed is in the studio.
Speed's a WRC friend, too.
And Speed took some photographs of me back in 1947-48 that helped launch me into my television career.
Yeah, well, he called last night, and I said, "You get up here. If you don't get up here, I'll come get you."
Yeah, bless his heart, he came here.
He's afraid to come over and have dinner with him, so he came up on his own. That was really great. That was wonderful. It's been a great half hour, and any time... more railroad fans, I think, around than any other group in the world. So
beg me, I'll come in again.
Okay,